Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington Public Librarians Janisa Harris, Leanne Coons, and Joe Widener about the summer reading program. Registration is now open. This is part one of a two-part interview.
It's that time of year where we're preparing for summer reading and school letting out. Can you share what the theme is this year and what will be happening with the little ones?
Yes. First of all, I'd like to thank you, Sally, for having us and giving us an opportunity to be excited about our programs here for this summer. Registration has begun. It's at the front desk for the kids, and the teens is in the back. And our programs go from the toddlers all the way to the adults this year, and we're really excited about that. And the program itself will begin June 5th, and if the parents want to come in, we'll have those schedules and those calendars ready so they'll know which day their child can attend.
And what's this year's theme?
This year's theme is Build a Better World.
And what kind of activities will we see for children during the summer reading program?
Yes, I will be leading the K through 5th this year. And for Build a Better World, we're going to have the K through 2nd graders meet every Monday in June from 9:30 to 10:30. Their summer goal is to read 500 minutes. We have a lot of great prizes for them if they do. 3rd through 5th will meet every Wednesday in June from 1 to 2. Their goal is to get a blackout on their kind card. And if they do, they're eligible to stay overnight at the lock-in. The kids love that. We've done it. This will be my 3rd year, so I'm still doing it. I'm not too crazy. It's a fun time. They love spending the night at the library and getting to kind of see what goes on after it's closed. We also have some great free family events. Tuesday, June 13th at 10, we have the Grout Museum doing cool experiments. Tuesday, June 20th at 10, David Fisher is a trick jump roper, and he's actually in the Guinness World Record book. Tuesday, June 27th at 10 will be Tim Reed. He's a comedy cartoonist. Tuesday, July 11th at 10 would be magician Jonathan May. The best thing is you don't have to register for any of the family events. They're free and open. Invite as many people as you can. It'll really be a great time. K through 5th, you will need to register. Like Joe said, all the registration's at the library, and that ends May 31st. And every Monday in July, we will be having Movie Madness at 1 o'clock, where we'll be showing kids movies that are free and open to anyone.
And those are all great opportunities to escape some of the Iowa heat.
Yes. It's cool and we'll keep you busy this summer. So stop in throughout the summer to see how we can keep you reading and learning this summer.
Teens will also be involved. Can you share what programs there are for teens this summer?
Yes, the 6th through 12th graders are invited to join us for the Teen Summer Reading Club, and there's a variety of ways they can participate. The first one, of course, is just reading, which we love to get them doing. The teens have a card that's like a bingo card, but it's called a build card, and some of the different squares ask them to read a certain amount of minutes. Some of them are simply doing good deeds, like picking up trash in the park or taking some stray carts at the shopping center back to the thing. So it's pretty easy to participate in that way. And if they get 3 lines on their build card filled out, they can attend our pizza, karaoke, and movie party. We are adding karaoke this year because the kids asked for it. So that will be on June 30th will be the party.
That's been today's Washington Page with Washington Public Librarians Janisa Harris, Leanne Coons, and Joe Widener. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.